Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Psalm 7 is the second biographical psalm, and is titled, quote, "A Meditation of David, which he sang to the Lord concerning the words of Cush, a Benjamite." I hope I'm not spoiling it for you, but those words would hardly cause someone to want to sing. But David learned that praise to God was actually a weapon of war. You can march into battle singing the victory song. We'll find it as handy as a well-tried sword when battling discouragement, distraction, or defeat. Now David had been deeply wounded by the hurtful words of the unknown Cush. He wouldn't agree with the childish rhyme that names will never hurt me. "No," said David, "it's possible for them to, quote, tear me like a lion, rending me in pieces," verse 2. He trusts the Lord to save him, because without a deliverer, he doesn't have a chance, verses 1 and 2. Now in verses 3 to 5, he presses his claim. He isn't saying he's sinless, but regarding Cush's accusations, he is blameless. If not, he deserves what he has coming. But that isn't the case. So David now lays claim to his champion advocate, verses 6 to 8. "Isn't it wonderful that he is ours as well?" Can he empathize with being falsely accused? Of course. And what did he do then? What he wants us to do. Quote, "When they heaped abuse on him, he did not retaliate. When he suffered, he made no threats, but entrusted himself to him who judges justly." 1 Peter 2, verse 23. God vindicates his people, verses 9 and 10, and takes personally any attacks made against them, verses 11 to 13. But in the end, no heavenly intervention was needed this time, because David's foe, quote, "made a pit and dug it out and has fallen into the ditch which he made. His trouble shall return upon his own head," verses 14 to 16. So, let's just keep singing the Lord's praises, verse 17. "His joy is your strength."
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.